Welcome to today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. What must it be like to work behind the scenes in the Trump White House? Former press secretary and native Arkansan Sarah Huckabee Sanders has a new book out with her version of events. She spoke recently with Roby Brock. We're going to play some of that conversation for you on today's program. Plus, we'll take a look at some of the latest commercial real estate transactions in the region. You'll find the full rundown in Real Deals. It's a regular feature in each issue of the Business Journal, and you can find it online now at nwabusinessjournal.com. After the break, we will hear from former White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders. So keep it right here on the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. ArkansasStateChamber.com. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield has used its knowledge and compassion to create healthcare solutions for individuals and businesses. More information at ArkansasBlueCross.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. First Security, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders' new book, Speaking for Myself, offers her version of events behind the scenes during her tenure in the Trump White House. Serving in the press office and as White House press secretary for 2.5 years, Huckabee Sanders said she felt the time was right to write the book now in order to counterbalance other narratives that paint a darker picture of President Trump and his time in office. Huckabee Sanders was a guest recently on Talk Business and Politics with Roby Brock. FYI, there was a tape delay in the satellite interview that neither Brock nor Huckabee Sanders could hear, and it makes it sound as if Brock is interrupting Huckabee Sanders. I assure you that was not the case, so please excuse the technical gaffe.
Why did you feel the need to write this book at this particular juncture? You could have waited till Donald Trump wasn't in office, whether that's after November or 4 years from now, but why did you feel the need to write this book now?
Well, I think there have been so many negative books about the president and oftentimes from people who didn't spend the type of time with him that I did. I saw a president who loves this country, is fighting for America, and I saw the generous and compassionate side of Donald Trump day in and day out over the 2.5 years that I spent working for him. And I wanted people to see the person that I got to know. And that was one of the big catalysts for writing the book. And I hope people will read it and enjoy laughing a little, crying a little, and maybe even be inspired a little to fight for what matters in this country.
This will not be news to you, but there have been some critics who have questioned your credibility because of your time at the White House podium there. In particular, they've cited the James Comey firing and your statements on that. There's been the Jim Acosta video that was just doctored somewhat. I want you to address your critics and tell me, why should your account of what happened in this book be considered credible?
Well, I address a lot of that in the book head on. And if anybody, I think, has a credibility problem in this country, it's the media and Democrats who spent 2.5 years attacking the president, maliciously attacking him and pushing a false narrative that somehow he colluded with Russia. Not only did they say that, they called him a traitor to his own country. The lies and the attacks that came after this president were outrageous, but they didn't stop just with him. They went after everybody in his administration. We fought hard, and I'm proud of the record of accomplishment under this president. I'm proud of my time in the White House, and I loved the work that I did. And I encourage people to read my side of the story in the book, Speaking for Myself.
All right. I want to get a little bit into some presidential psychology here, since you have such a great perspective on this. You write about it in the book some. I'm curious for some more detail. How does a prep meeting with the president go when you were White House press secretary? You know what some of the questions are going to be. It's fairly predictable. But at the same time, you've got a president that has a proclivity to tweet on a moment's notice. And then, of course, you know how he thinks. So how did you prep for those White House press briefings and for putting statements together on behalf of the president?
Well, certainly, I think one of the best preparation is getting to know the principal that you're speaking on behalf of. I was fortunate enough that I got to spend a lot of time with the president, and I wasn't just trying to learn things prior to walking into the room, but I had a very good foundation. I was in the room for those critical decisions and those critical moments, so I watched things as they were happening, and I participated in those meetings. So I wasn't just trying to put it together right before walking in the door. One of the things that this president, he may be fighting with the press a lot, but he understood the power of the press and knew it would be impossible for me to do my job effectively if I didn't know the message. And the best way to do that was to have me in the room. And so he took me with him everywhere. I participated in every foreign trip that he took, sitting at the table with world leaders, dozens and dozens of world leaders, and watching those moments and participating in that helped prep me. The other part is, like you said, you know a lot of the questions that are coming, so you try to prepare for those as best you can. But there are so many things. Everything is on the table, so you try to be as up to speed on as many different topics as possible. Sometimes we got it right. Sometimes we got some wild cards, and we had to go with our gut instinct on our response, or would have to get back to that reporter at a later time instead of addressing it directly in the briefing.
You loved the job of White House press secretary. I know it took a toll on you and your family, but why did you leave the most important job you've ever held?
Well, in large part, after 2.5 years, I had spent that time in the White House missing some critical moments for my kids, which I talk about extensively throughout the book. In part, I had to change my kids' birthday. We celebrated on a different day than their actual birthday. A lot of people can be the White House press secretary. Only one person could be mom to my kids, and it was time for me to take a step back so I could really spend a lot more time with my family. I've loved having that time being back here in Arkansas, a little bit away from some of the critics, and getting to spend that time with my kids.
You've worked for a number of politicians. Your father being one. You've worked on his presidential campaign. Senator John Bozeman is another one there. I kind of put both of them in the category of consensus builders. You see them over the course of their public life have built a lot of consensus. President Trump obviously has the reputation for being more divisive. I don't see the same kind of rhetoric that comes from a Donald Trump that you might see from your father or from a John Bozeman. Why does the president not have more of your father and John Bozeman in his politics, in your estimation, with you being as close to all three of them as you are?
Well, I think the president is very much his own person. I think one of the reasons he won in 2016 and one of the reasons he's been able to get so much done over these past 4 years is because he went in and he shook up Washington. He did things in a way that they had never been done before. People were looking for a change agent, a disruptor, and they certainly got that in Donald Trump.
And that is Sarah Huckabee Sanders. You can watch the full interview at talkbusiness.net. She is, of course, the daughter of former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. And she's been asked hundreds of times about her own run for governor in 2022. True to form, she says a decision on a possible campaign will not be made until well after the November elections. A Missouri real estate developer broke ground recently on a $16 million multifamily development in Rogers. TLC Properties is the developer behind Promenade Commons. It's a 144,000 square foot, 131 unit property for tenants 55 and older. Construction is scheduled to be completed next spring. And a North Carolina investor paid $19.9 million for three self-storage facilities in Benton and Washington counties. Signature Bank of Arkansas financed all three deals. For a complete rundown of important real estate transactions in Northwest Arkansas, check out the Real Deals section in each issue of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal. You can find the digital version at nwabusinessjournal.com. And that is all for today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.